Delays in Los Angeles County's gun permitting process prompt civil rights investigation. The U.S. Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division is investigating the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department for possibly violating the civil rights of residents applying for concealed carry weapons permits. According to a March 27 Justice Department press release, at least two people have sued the Sheriff's Department, saying their permit applications were delayed by up to 18 months. The Civil Rights Division has reason to believe that those two plaintiffs are not the only residents of Los Angeles County experiencing similarly long delays that are unduly burdening or effectively denying the Second Amendment rights of the people of Los Angeles, the press release reads. The Sheriff's Office issued a statement expressing support for the Second Amendment and a commitment to public safety. According to the statement, there are other reasons for the delays. We are committed to processing all concealed carry weapons applications in compliance with state and local laws to promote responsible gun ownership, the statement reads. The department is facing a significant staffing crisis, with only 14 personnel in our CCW unit, yet we have successfully approved 15,000 CCW applications. Currently, we are diligently working through approximately 4,000 active cases, striving to meet this unfunded mandate. The Justice Department press release states that the investigation is part of a broader review of restrictive firearms-related laws in California and other states. On February 7, 2025, President Donald Trump issued an executive order directing U.S. Attorney General Pamela Bondi to examine all orders, regulations, guidance, plans, international agreements, and other actions of executive departments and agencies to assess any ongoing infringements of the Second Amendment rights of our citizens. Trump also ordered Bondi to come up with a plan of action to address any issues found. In the press release, Bondi stated her intent to enforce the president's order. This Department of Justice will not stand idly by while states and localities infringe on the Second Amendment rights of ordinary, law-abiding Americans, Bondi said. The Second Amendment is not a second-class right, and under my watch, the department will actively enforce the Second Amendment just like it actively enforces other fundamental constitutional rights. On June 23, 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down New York State's restrictive concealed carry law. Specifically, the court ruled that the law's good cause requirement violated the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. In Bruin and previous decisions, the High Court ruled that the Second Amendment set an individual right to keep and bear arms and the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. In response, many states adopted stricter gun control measures. These included tougher licensing regimes and expanded lists of places in which firearms were banned. This prompted lawsuits from gun rights advocates, including one filed by the California Rifle and Pistol Association. California Rifle and Pistol Association v. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department was filed on December 4, 2023. The plaintiffs point out that in the Bruin decision, the justices expected an adverse reaction to their decision. They encouraged people to challenge any new gun laws, the lawsuit states. Defendants have flat-out denied plaintiffs their rights to be armed outside of their homes by establishing an onerous permitting regime replete with exorbitant poll tax-like fees, egregious wait times lasting well over a year, and nefarious discretionary requirements designed to flout the Supreme Court's precedents, the lawsuit states. The case is still working its way through the courts. The California State Rifle and Pistol Association did not respond to a request for comment by publication time.